For CRI News, I'm Spencer Music. Chinese President Xi Jinping has held talks with his visiting Turkmenistan counterpart Gulbangul Berdimuhamedov. President Xi says China is looking forward to deepening energy cooperation with Turkmenistan. He pledged China will continue to expand imports from Turkmenistan as well as advance the cooperation in electricity, information technology, agriculture, and finance. For his part, the Turkmenistan president hailed the development of bilateral ties since the two sides established a strategic partnership 2 years ago. He said the two countries enjoy immense potential for cooperation, especially in the area of interconnectivity of infrastructure. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang met with Bill Gates in Beijing on Thursday. Climate change and nuclear energy were on the agenda. Li said China is ready to work with other nations to address climate change while calling for Sino-U.S. cooperation to develop safe, affordable, and sustainable nuclear energy in China. Li said China would also support such cooperation in third markets. Gates echoed Li's sentiments while praising China's efforts in coping with climate change and developing new energy industries. China is set to provide about $8 million U.S. dollars in emergency food aid to Ethiopia. Chinese Vice Minister of Commerce Chen Kunming and Ethiopian Minister of Finance and Economic Cooperation Abdulaziz Mohamed have signed an agreement to this effect in Ethiopia's capital of Addis Ababa. The assistance came in response of the Ethiopian government announcement to support drought victims. The El Nino weather phenomenon had caused water shortages and threatened food security in the southern and eastern part of Ethiopia. 30 minutes of cockpit audio recordings has revealed that crew members were discussing weather conditions and landing before the jet crash in Ohio on Tuesday. National Transportation Safety Board Vice Chairman Beladin Czar said investigators have listed about 30 minutes of poor quality audio from a data recorder and removed two turbine engines from the scene of the jet crash. He said previously that there was no distress call from the jet's crew immediately before the crash. Investigators are searching for the aircraft's ground proximity warning system and data engine computer for further analysis. All nine people on board were killed. British and Indian companies are due to sign collaborations worth about $14 billion U.S. dollars during Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to London. British Prime Minister David Cameron said at a news conference that Britain is willing to support Modi to transform India with improved infrastructure and education. Modi said that India considers Britain to be its gateway into Europe when asked about Britain's planned referendum on its membership of the EU. Cameron plans to hold an in-out referendum on Britain's membership in the EU by the end of 2017. More than 100 Chinese research papers have been removed this year by well-known global publications. These removals were based on findings that some authors had forged third-party peer reviews or simply had others write for them. Investigations showed many third-party institutions were in reality companies providing ghostwriting services for a fee. They forged emails of experts and sent in positive reviews to the publishers. China's National Natural Science Foundation has revoked funding for authors caught in the scandal. More severe punishments include removal of their professorships. China's Food and Drug Watchdog says it will severely punish acts of modifying and falsifying data from clinical tests. Authorities will check the reports of clinical testing given by the applicants who complete such testing and carry out self-examination of results as required. An investigation will be launched into any case suspected of fraud, and the registration application of the drugs involved will not be approved. China's Food and Drug Watchdog published a report saying alleged fraud was found in registration applications of 11 drugs submitted by 8 companies. More than 100 small companies in a city in heavily polluted northeast China were found to be discharging unprocessed exhaust gas. The Ministry of Environmental Protection said all the violators are in the city of Fushun in Liaoning Province. Head of the ministry's Environmental Inspection Bureau Zhou Shuomin pointed out that the problems were mainly found in small-scale and coal-burning heating companies. Emergency responses for heavy air pollution in China require limiting road traffic and halting construction projects and factory production. However, Zhou noted that many enterprises and construction sites were found to be operating normally. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Spencer Music.